Good morning, everybody. I'd like to start off this morning by thanking the media for being here today and for all the coverage they've given our sports this past year. And to all the members of the Tech family that have shown up today as we make another exciting announcement about the future of our athletics program and our university. Following our announcement, we'll have a brief period of time for questions to be fielded by the media. We ask that only members of the media participate during the time. At this time, it is my high honor to introduce Dr. Dammer Nuh.
Thank you, Kyle. Before I do my brief remarks, I do want to say anything that we say here and announcements we make, and I hope you'll include these in your articles, always subject to approval by the Board of Supervisors as it goes there. In fact, Wayne Parker, member of the Board of Supervisors, is here, so he's my backup cover today. You know, the announcement we're going to make today is either the worst kept secret in Louisiana Tech's history, or the press is going to have the biggest surprise since national headlines said Dewey defeats Truman. But Dewey didn't defeat Truman. In this process, when Jim surprised us, and God knows I love Jim and wish him well, and said that he was going to step down as athletic director, I immediately began thinking about who do we need to lead this program in a Renaissance manner into the new direction. We completed Athletics 2020, we completed Tech 2020 and merged them together, and we have a roadmap of where we want to go. Who can excite our people? Who has the intelligence, the vision, and the leadership abilities to lead this university and this athletic department into the 2020 era? I enlisted the vice presidents of Louisiana Tech, six of them, very quietly, as a screening and selection committee with me. And I thought about who could do that. And they thought who could do that. And I'm just going to complete my comments by saying I may have done the best-selling job of my career with this new athletic director, because we all met with him, we discussed it. I think Derek called across the nation and getting advice and how to make it work. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm convinced we have the right individual with the right two positions to provide the right leadership for the new thrust, Tech 2020 Athletics. Our new athletic director and head football coach, Derek Dooley.
Thank you, Dr. Renaud, and thank you to the Tech administration for having the confidence in my judgment as we embark on a special journey in Tech athletic history. I also want to thank Jim for all he's done in getting my family and me to Ruston, and for all the support he's provided over the past year, which has been a lot. So, Jim, I appreciate all you've done for me. When I was first approached by Dr. Renaud about the job, I want you all to know that my primary concerns were not to be distracted or disrupted from the commitment I've made to the coaches and to our football team. As our conversations continued, I became convinced that with proper structure, that me embracing this position could create a positive surge, not only for our football team, but our entire athletic department. In my short time in Ruston, I've seen the potential for all of our athletic programs, but I've also recognized the challenges that lay ahead, and there are many. But as a representative for all of our coaches, I'm excited about helping each one of them elevate their respective programs. As Dr. Renaud mentioned, the roadmap has been set in the ambitious Tech 2020 Athletics Plan. I'm convinced that Dr. Renaud and our administration is committed to our department to provide the resources necessary to have a competitive, nationally respected athletic program. But everybody needs to know that the commitment does not end there. It takes more than the commitment from the administration of the school. To reach our goals, it's going to require sound judgment in hiring and prioritizing our budget. and it's going to require an aggressive campaign to improve our facilities and infrastructure. This cannot be accomplished without the unparalleled commitment from everyone in the Tech family. Now, many of the members of the media who I spent a lot of time with over the course of the year, you know a lot about me, so there's no sense in going into a history. I've been here, and I think I'll just go ahead and open it up for questions right now.
What's your number one challenge of all of those that you listed there? What would be primary challenge?
Well, I think in any school in our situation, revenue is the number one challenge. Because I think everybody, it's easy to identify the issues. And I sat with all the head coaches, and they all have their concerns and what we need to do to advance. And identifying the problems are easy, but the solutions all end up coming down to revenue. And I think it's a very challenging opportunity to increase our revenue streams in all areas. But I think we also need to develop some new revenue streams, and we're going to work hard in doing that. Because as you know, it's not about the money, it's about the amount. Coach Saban used to always say that, and I've said that to you many times, buddy. And so we're going to work hard to generate the revenue that our coaches need to be successful.
Coach, what do you see as the principal challenge in doing both jobs?
Well, I think the key is the right structure. And as I mentioned, my primary concern was our football team and not breaking my commitment to them and to our coaches. So we've worked hard, and I've spent a lot of time with Dr. Renaud. I've spent a lot of time with the vice presidents. I've talked to numerous athletic directors around the country on how this can work. It's a model that has worked in the past, and it's probably a model that has not worked in some cases. But I think each situation is unique. So developing a right infrastructure and hiring good people to go carry on their duties, I think it will work. And I feel confident that it will, and I wouldn't have taken the job if I felt like it wouldn't.
What if anything did your dad tell you about doing both?
Well, he was obviously the first person I called, and he was very supportive. He felt like it was a workable situation, but again, it's only workable with the right structure. I feel like the one thing that I've been very pleased with is the support that I've gotten from everybody in the institution. It's not just support from Dr. Renaud. The athletic council has been great. The vice presidents have been great. And, you know, to do this job and to manage this situation is not going to be done by one person. It's going to take a little bit of commitment from everyone. And really, that's how we're going to solve any issues that we have. One person can't solve it, and I said it when I took the head job in football, that a football coach can't solve the problems. It takes a collective effort from everyone. And I feel confident that our family, if you will, is all moving in the right direction, and we just need to continue to do that.
Coach, to the casual, football fan here, there's obviously going to be concerns about you having both jobs at the same time, especially come fall. How would you address that?
Well, we have a special teams meeting at 1 o'clock today, and we're doing some quality control. So our coaches were shocked. They thought they were going to get the day off today because of the announcement. But we're going to stay the course, and I think it's important, like I said, to hire some good people who we trust, who can help drive the ship when I'm doing my duties in football. And at the same time, I think it's important that I use sound judgment in managing my time. So it's something that I wish I could say, here's the answer, but it's going to probably be something that's going to be tinkered with over the course of the year. The real challenging part is now, you know, and I just talked to Jim about this. You know, there's a transition period. And I think once we get through the transition period and we develop a structure and we move on to next year, it'll work well.
Talk a little bit about this process. I mean, you said Dr. Renaud came to you. Was this something you've been interested in, or were you surprised when he came to you?
I was surprised when he came to me. I was. I was obviously flattered, and I was humbled by him asking me that. But at the same time, It was not something that I just said yes. And I didn't jump into it because I wanted to make sure that Louisiana Tech was going to be protected. And I didn't want our football team to suffer. I didn't want to be spread too thin to where our athletic department suffered. And so I put a lot of thought into it, and I had a lot of conversations with Dr. Renaud and spoke to a number of people on how to make it work. And the more people I talked to, the more convinced I became what a great opportunity it is, not just not for me, but for our athletic department and our university. So it was something that we've talked about, and we've done a lot of diligence in looking at the plan. So I feel very good about the direction we're headed. This is the quietest press conference. You know, you guys should come into a football press conference. I'm already seeing some of the differences. You guys, y'all aren't as talkative in these press conferences. What's going on back there?
Did Dr. Renaud just think you had a bunch of free time on your hands?
I guess he saw me spending too much time with my family. So,
it's been told this, say, a year ago, that, hey, you're going to be the AD within a year. What would your reaction would have been? So?
Well, when I came here a year ago and saw all that needed to be done in football, I might have turned around and gone home. But, you know, we made a lot of progress in a year in solving some of our issues in football. And I'm not speaking personnel in those areas, but we've gotten a lot done in a year to help our program. Certainly we have a long way to go, but I think that's one of the things that's encouraged me, is how much we've accomplished in a year, and so by continuing this model, how much more can we accomplish in the next couple of years?
Along with that, what are the long-term goals, not just in football, but for the athletic department as a whole?
Well, all you got to do is go read Tech 2020 Athletics. The roadmap is set, and you know, Dr. Renaud invested a lot of time and a lot of money, our administration did, in really studying our athletic department, where we are, where we want to be, and how we're going to get there. So that's the easy part, that we don't have to go in there tomorrow and say, now, where do we want to go? We know where we want to go. We have our goals set. The trick now is implementing them and finding the revenue sources to be able to get there. So that, in some ways, makes this role a little bit easier. I mean, there's no question where the university stands on many of these issues. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Derek. Do you see yourself going out and calling on companies and trying to raise funds from new businesses, new industries, and do you see that as being related to football recruiting where you're again trying to sell recruitment?
Well, I don't think there's any question that fundraising is a critical part of this job, and in many ways, one of the most important parts. I mean, really, you look at fundraising and you look at marketing. Those are the two biggest issues in any college athletic department. So I've already, as you know, been involved in fundraising for our football program. So I will be involved in fundraising. How much? That's going to be determined over the course of the year. Is it like recruiting? There's a big difference. You know, in recruiting, you're trying to convince an 18-year-old to do something. And in fundraising, you're trying to convince someone to write a check, a very different model. So in some ways they're the same, but really it's a whole different animal. And you know, I've always viewed fundraising as not going out and getting money from people. I don't think that's what it is. I think it's more send the message of what we're doing in the program and inspire some confidence in what we're doing in the program. And when you do that, I think people want to give and they want to be a part of the program. So in some ways, we're providing a service for the givers because we're going to do something that they want us to do. So I think, you know, how you perceive what fundraising is very important from the beginning. It's not going out and getting money from people. It's going out and telling them what we're doing, and we hope you want to be a part of it. And when you do that, I think more people will jump on the boat.
Chris, you said you talked to other athletic directors. Was there a specific program besides Georgia that you looked at with the same type of head football coach athletic director?
Well, as many of you know, it was a model it was the model for years. And I think that over the last 20 years or 15 years or so, as athletic departments went from $10 million to $50 million to $80 million, became a much bigger business, and probably in some cases coaches abused the privilege. You know, one thing I always tell our team is abuse brings control. And I'm sure along the way that football coaches abuse the privilege of being athletic director. And that's probably that in conjunction with the rising budgets led to a big spin back to hiring business people or others to run the athletic program, not coaches. So as I said, I think that the model is workable. Does it work in every situation? Probably not. Does it work in many situations? Probably. But every case is unique. I do think that it's going to work beautifully here at Tech.
Any further questions?
Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
I want to thank each and every one of you for coming. I want to conclude with two comments. I didn't mention the Athletics Council. They played a big role here. In fact, under the chairmanship of James Liberatus, they've done a super job. I want to thank them. And Derek spent at least 2 hours. I had to leave yesterday with the Athletics Council, and he got a unanimous vote when it was over with. A tremendous vote of confidence. Anytime you get a unanimous vote from faculty and alum, you've got a tremendous thing going. My last point is I have a basic philosophy. To get any worthwhile project going, you've got to have the right people and the right amount of money. I've seldom been in the situation where I had either. But when I could choose one or the other of those two, I take the right people first, and the right money will come somehow, and the right people will make it happen. At Louisiana Tech University in the Department of Athletics, I'm convinced we have the right people and the right leadership. Thank you.